It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Climbs the pocket, deep ball sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one. Down the middle of the field, into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. That's your telephone number. Talking New York Giants football right here on Giants.com. We're also, of course, on Twitter. You can send in your questions and your comments to hashtag GiantsChat. And today's question that we posted both on Facebook and on Twitter is very simple. The last couple days with all the Giants moves, whether it's Michael Boley, whether it's Chris Canty, whether it's, Ahmad Bradshaw, to a lesser extent, Terrell Thomas, the move. We've talked a lot about the Giants' defense, but we haven't really talked much about the Giants on the offensive side of the ball besides the running back position. So our question today, posed on Twitter and on Facebook, is what should the Giants do this offseason to try to improve their offense heading into the 2013 NFL season? And when you look at the Giants position by position here, they are pretty set in a lot of spots. Victor Cruz, if he makes his return, you have him, Akeem Nix, and Ruben Randall at wide receiver. You're fine. Clearly a quarterback, Eli Manning still in the building. You're in darn good shape. Now, this is where things get a little bit interesting. There are a couple places where the Giants could have some movement in this offseason heading into next year. That's on the offensive line and at tight end. Martellus Bennett, a free agent. Bear Pascal and Adrian Robinson already on their way back. So, what do the Giants do at tight end? Do they bring back Bennett? Do they try to have an upgrade there? Do they maybe try to save a little money and go elsewhere? All questions you can ask. As for the Giants' offensive line, you have two guys currently in the offensive line that are free agents, left tackle Will Beatty and right guard Kevin Booth. What do the Giants do with these two guys? Do they try to bring them back? At what price do they try to bring him back, especially a guy like William Beatty, a starting left tackle, often gets big money contracts. And there are a lot of teams with a lot of money to spend in free agency. Granted, there are a lot of free agent offensive tackles as well, which might limit demand a little bit, but the Giants will have to make a decision there in regards to their salary cap and on the offensive line. So if I had to put my finger on one place where the Giants need to get better in the next few weeks, I'm going to have to go with the offensive line. I don't think you're going to get a tight end that's going to give you much better production than, say, a Martellus Bennett that you had last year. So if you're talking about improvement, I think you want to get a little bit more consistent on the offensive line, help you run the ball a little bit better offensively, give David Wilson some help, who's likely going to be your starting running back next year, and try to get some maulers in there and make sure you protect your number one asset, Eli Manning. So if I'm the Giants, if there's one place on offense I try to get better this year, it's on the offensive line. What do you guys think? Give us a call, 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, send in your messages to hashtag GiantsChat. Let's start with Mike in Richmond, Virginia. Mike, what's going on, pal?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to I actually agree with you. I was calling not just the offensive line, but the defensive line. I was reading a stat this morning. If you want to look it up, it's on profootballfocus.com.
Good website, Pro Football Focus.
Yeah. And it talks about the time to get rid of the ball, like how long a quarterback holds the ball. Brady was the fastest thrower with 2.49 seconds, and Russell Wilson was number one with 3.14.
Wow.
And so I think I agree, because while the Giants, our sack numbers were down, it looked like many times Eli was rushing to throw the ball, like in that Washington game and the Pittsburgh game, like in key moments in the fourth quarter. He really didn't have time to throw the ball. And I think we need to improve on the offensive line. And also, like you said yesterday, the run stopping has to improve. And I'm not really sure how, like, we're going to do that, because I feel like some of these guys that Reese has drafted, like Austin and Kuhn, while have potentially they get hurt or not coming to fruition. So how do you see us really, besides, you know, bringing back the guys that we had, like, you know, like Len was saying yesterday, who's really going to help us get over that hump? Are we really going to get better, or are we just, you know, kind of filling in the gaps, or are we really going to have to go through the draft and go through some lumps until some guys can, like, really get us over the top and be a dominant team?
Well, Mike, first I'll touch on your offensive line point, and then we'll get to the defense. Hang out. I'm not cutting you off here.
Number one,
on the offensive line, I think you're right to a certain extent. Eli Manning's low sack numbers, I think, have a little bit more with his ability to read that blitz coming, get rid of the ball quickly, than it does exemplary protection. Now, did the offensive line do a good enough job protecting Eli? Certainly they did. But I think they can get a little bit better there, and I think they can get a little bit better creating some more room in the running game. That's number one. Number two, on the defense, I think you're right. The number one thing, and I've said it a billion times this offseason, I probably sound like a broken record by now, the one thing they have to do this offseason is improve their defense against the run. Until they do that, they're not going to rush the passer well, and you're still going to have some problems back there in the secondary. And I think what they're going to have to do is do a combination. One, try to find some lower-priced guys in free agency. You can find a couple good run stoppers at defensive tackle in free agency that aren't going to cost you a ton of money. You sign one of those guys. And then in the draft, I think you're going to see the Giants pick somebody in the front seven, whether it's a linebacker, defensive end, or defensive tackle, to try to make them a more physical team up front. Because at times last year, like you mentioned, especially in those Washington games, it looked like they were getting banged around and bullied a little bit, and that's not Giants football.
Yeah, exactly. The Washington game, and also, you know, a team like the Eagles with a guy like McCoy, you know, we've got to win some of our division games, and I think it starts with stopping the run, because I'm not really confident when you have to put a game on RG3's shoulders or Michael Vick's shoulders and Tony Romo's shoulders. You see they kind of crack under pressure when they have to throw the ball a lot more, you know, than a guy like Eli, where he can probably throw it 40 times a game. So, I appreciate the feedback, and hopefully that Reese has a good draft and the Giants get back to the playoffs.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call, Bob. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Right,
201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. A lot of messages coming in on Twitter. Let's get to some of those right now. Let's see here. A lot of people want to bring Ahmad Bradshaw back. We did speak about that before, that the Giants, I think, of all the people they've let go so far this offseason, Bradshaw's probably the one player that they have a decent chance of bringing back. That tweet coming in from at PeterEggum32. And I think depending on his interest elsewhere, and you see the articles in the paper this morning in both the Daily News with Ralph Vacchiano, Paul Schwartz in the Post, both guys making the point that the Jets have interest in Ahmad Bradshaw. Well, the Jets have much bigger salary cap problems than the Giants do. So they're not going to bring Ahmad Bradshaw in at any sort of big money deal. If they bring him in, he's going to be at a low number. And if Ahmad Bradshaw is going to settle for a very low salary number, the Giants could very well bring him back as a veteran running back later in the offseason. Now, am I sure this is going to happen? Certainly not. But I think it's something that's possible down the road. So I wouldn't give up hope, but I wouldn't exactly hold my breath either. A couple other things on that same topic. Kevin at Versetti44, referencing Paul Dottino, says, a lot of ex-Giants have had success with the Jets. He can't find any, can I? Ex-Giants that had success with the Jets. Neil, anybody come to mind there, ex-Giants that had success with the Jets? No one really comes to mind for me. There's a couple ex-Jets that have had success with the Giants, like a Derek Ward, guys like that. But I'll think about that for the rest of the show, see if I can come up with anybody for you. But, yeah, nobody really comes to mind there. 201-939-4513 at I am DJ Live. Forget the offense. Improve the secondary. We talked a lot about that yesterday. Terrell Thomas on his way back in. A lot of people want to get rid of Corey Webster. Let's relax with that. We got to have some veterans in that secondary to be reliable. Tommy Brennan, sign Jake Long and draft a middle linebacker. I think there's a chance the Giants go linebacker in the draft. We talked about that a little bit already. In terms of Jake Long, and I think Giant fans, and this is tough to hear. I understand it. You don't want to hear from this, but the Giants simply are not in a position here where they're going to be able to throw around huge contracts that require large amounts of guaranteed money, big signing bonuses. They're just not in the position right now, salary cap-wise, to throw around that type of money in free agency. It's just something that is not going to happen. The Giants don't have those sorts of resources at their disposal at the current time. So bringing somebody like Jake Long in, who's going to demand a huge contract, probably not in the cards. They got to worry about signing their own guys like Booth or Beattie, or bringing in somebody to replace one of those two guys if they sign elsewhere. DJ Jazz, Giants offensive line. Mike Farmer, our buddy, says the same thing. Need protection and drive and run game. I agree. You got to give your playmakers a chance to make plays. And take a look at the Giants. You will not find the team out there next year that has quite as good of a set of playmakers as the New York Football Giants. Whether you're talking about Eli Manning at quarterback, David Wilson, a dynamic playmaker at running back, Victor Cruz, if he makes his return as a restricted free agent, he makes big plays at wide receiver. If Akeem Nicks can come back healthy, he's a big play threat at wide receiver. Then, of course, you have Reuben Randle, who's a very dynamic wide receiver that can make big plays down the field. He has a lot of skill. So if you give Eli Manning and these playmakers a chance to make some plays, they will make plays, and the Giants will return to being that big play offense that they were back in their Super Bowl year in 2011, something they struggled with a little bit last year. 201-939-4513. Back to our phones. Bill is down in Dallas, Texas. Bill, good morning, pal. Bill, you there, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear now, Bill. Thank you.
All right. Hey, no, I just had a question. You know, I really enjoy catching you guys, you know, because I'm diehard a Giants fan. But is there any movement, any word on Victor Cruz at this point?
I think both teams right now are negotiating. Last we heard, and I'm sure you read the articles too, at the Super Bowl, John Mara spoke to the media down there in reference to next year's Super Bowl and obviously being hosted here at MetLife Stadium. And he made the point that right now Victor Cruz's representation is simply asking for the sun and the moon and the stars and everything else above and below him. So they're asking for a little bit too much right now. And the Giants, wisely so, considering their salary cap situation, Bill, are being patient. And the Giants are in a great position to be patient here. They can put, you remember, he's a restricted free agent, so they can put that first-round tender on him. A team would have to give up a first-round pick and blow the Giants out of the water if they want to get Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz wants to be back next year. So if another team comes to him with a contract, I'm sure he'll go to the Giants and be like, look, guys, this is what I'm getting here. I can leave. And he'll give the Giants an opportunity that, you know, not technically match in terms of, a franchise player. But the Giants will have an opportunity to retain him. So there's still 3 weeks until free agency starts. Be patient. Let this negotiation process play through. And this is the statement I've been using, Bill. Victor Cruz wants to be with the Giants. The Giants want Victor Cruz to remain with the Giants. Usually when those two things happen, they figure out a way to get a deal done. It might not be tomorrow, but I think, in my opinion, if I had to guess, I would think Victor Cruz will be re-signed and a member of the Giants before the end of March.
Okay, one more quick question, then I'll let you answer it on the air.
Sure.
Why not one more big running back? The Giants, we've always had a really good big running back that's kind of pounded the line, and then all of a sudden, like the Bradshaw or the Wilson, they're able to just, after a little bit of the beating from the big guy, they're usually making big yards. So I'm curious is if we might be looking for one of those guys.
Well, Bill, I think to a certain extent that Andre Brown might be that guy. We saw him do it in spurts a little bit, and thanks a lot for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. I think that he can be that guy in spurts. I'm not sure if he can stay healthy for an entire year, and that I think is a question mark at this point. But you saw him good in short yardage and goal line. He can push the pile, churn the legs, all that good stuff last year for Andre Brown. So I think he can fill that role a little bit. That being said, I think with the departure of Ahmad Bradshaw, I do think the Giants would be wise to bring in a veteran running back at some point this offseason. Somebody brought up Michael Turner, who might say goodbye to the Falcons this year. I think that's a possibility. I don't think it's a terrible idea. Is he the player he used to be? No. Is he slowed down? Yes. But I think a big back that can bruise it between the tackles and move that pile would be a good idea, and a guy you can rely on in pass protection and do all the right things and be a good teammate and be a mentor to David Wilson, to Andre Brown, to Darrell Scott. I think you could use a veteran back in here next year. And again, maybe it's Ahmad Bradshaw coming back. I don't know. But I think the Giants will do something to bring in some experience at running back. 201-939-4513. Alan's down in Washington, D.C. Alan, long time no speak. What's up, bud?
What's going on, man? Austin's man. Kind of agree with you guys, to the show the other day, and my man Steve in D.C. was talking about, you know, kind of like, I don't know if he was trying to say that we should let go of Cruz, or if, you know, he's expendable, or we shouldn't pay him. I mean, I totally disagree. I think this dude has earned his money, you know, and I think he's going to get paid. He deserves it. He should have been in the Pro Bowl 2 years now. You know, he broke, the records, the Giants record, his real first season. Then he comes back and makes the Pro Bowl. I mean, there's no way I can see us even being in the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl without Cruz. You know, he made so many big plays, so many big third downs, so many, you know, extensions of the play. You know, this guy, not only has got the quicks, he's got, like, you know, really good, he runs really good routes. And, you know, we can't afford to lose him to any team. I agree with you. Like, if we can't match what he wants right now, we will use the tender on him. So we'll franchise him, and rightfully so. And he's going to get paid eventually. It's just a matter of time, I think. I don't see his, I mean, unless he gets injured or something like that. But, you know, he's been a very constant force for our offense. I'm a big, big Victor Cruz fan, and he needs to stay southing and that life, you know. Another thing, I wanted to ask, you know, about the running backs. You know, I'm not happy to let go of, you know, Bradshaw, but, you know, I think it made sense financially for us. And, he's always injured, and I don't like the fact that he doesn't practice and you know, during the regular season and all that. But he's a very, you know, very motivated player, and he runs hard. So I think we're going to miss that. That part of, you know, running. I don't see Brown or, you know, Wilson having that kind of mentality and that kind of force when he runs. But I think we're going to miss that. But another thing I wanted to throw out there, Wilson, he needs to step up his game. I still like him on kick returns. And he's one of the best, you know, and he needs to stay on there. I know that everybody gets nervous about it. But, you know, like, look at the teams like Jacoby Jones, you know, in Baltimore. He's a great returner. And he's a great receiver, but they're not going to, you know, let him stop kicking. I mean, returning kicks just because, you know, he may get hurt. I mean, you got to put your best talent out there at all times, special teams, offense, and defense. So we can't limit him. I mean, obviously you're going to have to limit his carries if he's the number one back. But, you know, I think we could work him in, you know, all together.
All right, Alan, appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot. 201-939-4513. Good stuff out of Alan there. And I'm going to bring up a couple different things here. And by the way, I did have a chance to speak with David Wilson in the locker room the other day. That interview's up on Giants.com right now. I want to see if I can play back a couple parts of that we have up there before the end of the show. I'm going to try to cue that up for you. But a couple other things that he touched on, one being Victor Cruz. I don't think there's any doubt that the Giants think and need Victor Cruz to be back next year for the New York Football Giants. And look, Victor Cruz wants to be back. The Giants want Victor Cruz back. And generally when that's the case, something's going to get done. But from an X's and O's standpoint, the Giants won their Super Bowl last season, I guess 2 seasons ago now, if you want to get technical, because of big plays down the field. And you saw last year when they lost one of their wide receivers, Akeem Nicks, who was a shell of himself with that leg injury, they struggled with that. And they weren't the same team offensively. They were not quite as dynamic. And for that reason alone, assuming the Giants still have some questions about how good Ruben Randle is going to be, and I don't think he showed enough that he's ready to replace a Cruz or a Knicks, but I think he could down the road. He's shown the talent. That the Giants know if they want to be that dominant team again, Victor Cruz needs to be a member of the Giants next year. It helps their quarterback. It helps their entire offense. It helps the Giants win football games, to be totally honest with you. So the Giants will make sure he's back in the mix one way, shape, or form. Remember, they can put that restricted free agent tender on him. It makes it much less valuable and much more difficult for other teams to come and get him. So if you're a Giant fan, I wouldn't be that concerned about Victor Cruz, you know, coming back as a member of the Giants. I think it's going to happen. As for Ahmad Bradshaw, this is a little bit interesting. Misses fire, yes. Misses attitude and all that stuff, sure. I think that's all part of it. But he was always hurt. And I think that's the point that Alan made that really makes the most sense and something you have to take into consideration as you go forward. And he made another great point. Tom Coughlin was sick of the fact that he couldn't practice every week, and he was only out there once, if that, over the course of those practice sessions. So I think that drove Coach Coughlin nuts, and I think that in one way is a reason why he's not here anymore. And if you look at all the guys they let go, they were guys that were injury-prone at points during their Giants career. The Giants want people that are going to practice and are going to be on the field. And staying healthy in the NFL is one of the big reasons why teams are able to win in this league. So I think that's really a big part of it. 201-939-4513. I mentioned I had a chance to catch up with David Wilson a few days ago on Giants.com. Talked to him about the running game. So let's take a listen to that first part of that interview, and we'll get to the rest later in the week. Here's my interview with David Wilson. Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and today's Giants Insider is Giants, well, not rookie anymore, rookie running back David Wilson. David, let's take through your rookie year. Anything really catch you by surprise now that you've been through a full 16-game NFL season?
Nothing really by surprise. Everything I expected. You know, very strict and detailed, and you just got to learn and keep moving. You know, that's what the rookie season is for. I took my learning curve pretty well.
What was the toughest thing to either learn or adjust to getting into the NFL?
Just all the audibles and assignments. You know, in college it's a little bit more simple. The playbook is a lot more simple than the NFL playbook, and it's a lot more audibles, especially when you got a quarterback that knows everything that's going on. So, you know, Eli, you see something wrong, he's going to change it. So you got to know what he's talking about.
And obviously one of your important jobs is protecting your quarterback, Eli Manning, as well. Can you talk about the process of learning how to pass protect on the NFL level and the improvement you made from the day you walked in the door till week 17?
Yeah, you just got to step in and want to do it. And, you know, you're going against a lot more competitive linebackers and defensive ends, so helping your offensive line on the chips, and even when your linebacker or responsibility doesn't come, you got to make sure that everybody else has their job secure before you go out on your route.
How much more confidence do you have now after playing so many more snaps on offense as opposed to, let's say, the bye week when your role on offense had been small up to that point?
Yeah, you know, after the bye week, I used my bye week and to be in here and watching film and learn a little bit more. And after that, you know, I finished the season real strong. You know, making the all-rookie team and all-pro, so I can't complain much about my rookie season. It definitely improvement from day one to the last game of the season.
How many carries a game do you think David Wilson can handle as a full-time running back in the NFL?
I can do one. I can do 30. Whatever my job is and whatever the team need me to do. The whole objective is to get back to the Super Bowl.
That's your Giants running back David Wilson. Part one of my interview with him on Giants.com. And you could hear a lot of good stuff from him. And, you know, pass protection was a big part of it for him this season, talking about the mental and physical parts of that, having to take on linebackers. So that's part one of the interview. Let's take a listen to part two, which you can go find in its entirety on Giants.com as well. Here's David Wilson. A lot more power than I think people give you credit for. Is that a part of a game you think is underappreciated?
Yeah. I mean, the more and more they get to see me run, you know. I get my opportunity to you know, display my talents and my breaking tackles capability. And you know, when I get in space, it's automatic. Back to scat back. So, you know, I just try to use all my attributes and contribute to be as effective as I can.
I remember Kevin Gilbride mentioned it during the season. The one run that he got really excited about, I think it was against the Saints, where you ran through about two or three tacklers and you got yourself into the end zone. Was that kind of a moment for you where, like, you know what, as a full-time back, primary back, I can do this?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it kind of reminded me a little bit of college. You know, that game, you know, having much success and going out there and just playing football and having fun. You know, at that point, I kind of had a real good grasp on the offense, so I was just out there reacting and playing football.
And now in the offseason, what are you going to try to do to get better, to become a better football player in 2013?
Oh, it's a lot of work to do. You know, just first and foremost, just staying healthy and staying in shape and trying to get bigger, stronger, faster. And, you know, and then to go back to the mental part. In the offseason, it's real easy to, coming out of your rookie year, to not look at the playbook and come back again, have to learn it all again, because that's a while before we open our playbooks again or require to open our playbooks again. So in between this time, you want to just stay sharp on your plays and make sure you keep remembering everything.
What's your goal personally for 2013?
Definitely want to be the starting running back. So work hard and try to work my way up the depth chart and be more contributor to this offense.
That's New York Giants running back David Wilson, and we'll see part three of that interview coming up today. We talk a lot about his contribution on special teams and whether or not he'll contribute on special teams next season. He thinks he can do the running back thing and the special teams thing. 30 carries at running back every kickoff, but you expect a young guy like David Wilson to say just that. But certainly a very exciting player that the Giant fans are very pumped up to see him take on more duties come 2013. Thanks for joining us this morning on Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. It's presented by Andrew Mark. Good job on the phones. Good job on Twitter. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Michael Eisen. We're going to talk a little bit about the Giants this season, and we're going to focus a bit on the Hall of Fame ceremonies a couple weeks ago and why Michael Strahan was not a first-ballot Hall of Famer. So take your calls on that tomorrow right here on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on Giants.com.